God accepts and approves you right where you are. Faults and all, mistakes, shortcomings, not when you overcome, but right now. He knows you're on a journey. He's changing you little by little. He accepts you. Now you have to accept yourself. He approves you. You have to approve yourself. Well, God bless you. It's great to be with you today, and I hope you'll stay connected with us throughout the week. We have a daily podcast that you can download. You can go to our YouTube channel, watch the messages anytime, or of course, you can follow us on social media. I promise you this, we'll keep you encouraged and inspired. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks again for coming out in person. I like to start with something funny, and I heard about this reporter. He was visiting churches across the nation. While in the Northeast, he saw a gold phone on the wall with a sign that said, calls $10,000 per minute. He asked the pastor what it meant. The pastor explained that it was a direct line to heaven. If you were willing to pay the price, you could talk directly to God. He continued visiting different churches, seeing the same gold phone, same sign. When he finally made it to Texas, he saw the phone, but the sign said, calls 25 cents per minute. Intrigued, he asked the pastor why it was so much cheaper. The pastor said, you're in Texas, now it's a local call. And all the Texans said, amen. Here we go, y'all. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about staying positive toward yourself. The most important relationship you have is the relationship with yourself. And too many people don't like who they are. They focus on their faults and weaknesses. They relive their mistakes and failures. They wish they were different. If they were taller, had a better personality, looked like their cousin, instead of accepting themselves as a masterpiece made in the image of God, they're critical toward themselves. And they wonder why they're not happy, why they don't have good relationships. It's because they don't like themselves. If you don't get along with you, you're not going to get along with other people. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You can't love others if you don't first love yourself. The best thing you can do for your family, for your friends, is be good to you. Be kind to you. Be merciful to you. Be forgiving to you. Be loving to you. You're good to others. Why aren't you good to you? You don't criticize your friend. Why are you criticizing you? You compliment your coworker. When's the last time you complimented yourself? You admire their talent. Why don't you admire your talent? Start being good to you. That's not being selfish. That's not arrogant. That's loving yourself. Too many people go through life against themselves, feeling wrong on the inside. I heard someone say, I discovered the enemy, it was me. Are you your enemy? Are you defeating yourself, limiting your dreams, sabotaging your relationships, all because you don't like you? You have enough people and circumstances against you. Don't be against yourself. When you wake up in the morning, don't lie in bed and think of everything wrong with you. What you don't like about your looks, relive your mistakes. Why didn't I finish college? I should be more disciplined. I lost my temper yesterday. Instead of focusing on what's wrong with you, start focusing on what's right with you. You may have weaknesses. You've made mistakes. We all have. But there's a lot more right with you than there is wrong with you. Dwelling on the negative doesn't help you to do better. Beating yourself up for past mistakes doesn't move you forward. The better you feel about yourself, the better you'll do. The more you like yourself, the further you'll go. You can't give away what you don't have. If you're in turmoil on the inside, mad at yourself, critical, condemned, that's what you have to give. If you're hard on yourself, you'll be hard on others. If you don't forgive yourself, you won't forgive others. If you don't get along with you, how can you get along with your family? The best thing you can do is start being for you. When you love yourself, then you can love others. When you're kind to yourself, then you can be kind to others. It starts with you. Well, Joel, I have all these faults, these weaknesses. Once I overcome, once I learn to control my temper, be more disciplined, quit saying things that I shouldn't, then I won't be down on myself. If you're waiting to perform perfectly before you feel good about who you are, you'll be waiting your whole life. You have to accept yourself while you're in the process of changing. God knew you would have weaknesses. He made you. You're not a surprise to Him. He's not in heaven scratching His head, thinking, I didn't see that coming. They're a mess. What am I going to do? He knew there would be things you struggle with. You're not supposed to beat yourself up because you haven't arrived yet. I don't know one person that has arrived. There will always be some area we need to improve in. In fact, I believe God will leave weaknesses on purpose, so we'll have to depend on Him. He's changing you from glory to glory. Learn to enjoy the glory that you're in right now. You may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. Instead of looking at how far you have to go, you need to look back and thank God for how far He's already brought you. It takes a mature person to say, I'm okay with where I am while I'm on the way to where God is taking me. One time someone asked me, what was the one thing that I would change about myself if I could? And I don't mean this to sound arrogant, but I couldn't think of anything. And sure, there are plenty of areas I need to improve, I need to change, I need to grow. My point is, my weaknesses are not on the forefront of my mind. I'm not focused on my shortcomings, reliving my failures, down on myself for past mistakes. I know I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. I'm a masterpiece. I'm made in the image of Almighty God. Life is too short to go through it against yourself. I say this with humility. I like myself. I like my looks. I like my personality. I like my sense of humor. I like my taste. I like my physique. I like who God made me to be. It's very powerful when you can say you like yourself. Not, I like myself after I lose 20 pounds, after I learn to keep my mouth closed, after I become more patient. God accepts and approves you right where you are. Faults and all, mistakes, shortcomings, not when you overcome, but right now. He knows you're on a journey. He's changing you little by little. He accepts you. Now you have to accept yourself. He approves you. You have to approve yourself. When our son Jonathan was 14 years old, we were out playing basketball one day. We had played one-on-one, him against me, for many years. I could always beat him, but he kept getting better and getting bigger. This game, for the first time, he beat me. I played hard, I did my best, but he won. I gave him a high five and told him he was grounded. But during that game, he got around me and went up for a shot. I timed it perfectly. I came from behind, jumped with all my might, and blocked his shot. I mean, I swatted it over into the bushes. I felt like LeBron James. It would have been a top 10 on SportsCenter. A few days later, we were in the gym playing with some other guys. Jonathan said, Dad, tell everyone what happened last week. I said, oh yeah, Jonathan went up for this shot, timed it perfectly, I blocked it. He said, no, Dad, tell them about how I beat you. The funny thing is, that defeat wasn't on the front of my mind. That failure wasn't taking up the most space. My victory, my accomplishment, my success is what stood out. It's all in how we train ourselves. Some people are focused on their losses, their flaws, their mistakes, the times they didn't measure up. That's why they're negative toward themselves. The wrong images are always playing. You need to focus on your victories. Focus on the times you succeeded. You resisted the temptation. You were disciplined. You felt like telling them off, but you bit your tongue. You went the extra mile at work. You excelled in that presentation. Don't let the negative take up the most space. You can't become who you're created to be if you're negative toward yourself. And yes, there are forces trying to stop us, but I wonder if you are your enemy. Circumstances may be against you. People will come against you. You can overcome those things. The problem is if you are against you. If you're negative towards yourself, that can keep you from your destiny. God has given us different gifts, different personalities, different temperaments. Sometimes we're fighting who we are, trying to be like someone else. You have to accept who God has made you to be. And sure, there are areas we can improve in, areas where we can grow, but there are certain things that are who we are. I'm naturally more quiet and reserved. My personality is laid back and easygoing. I don't lose my temper. I don't get upset often. That's all natural to me. Well, when my father went to be with the Lord, I knew I was supposed to step up and pastor the church, but I didn't feel qualified. I'd never ministered. I didn't have the training. I could get past those things. What I struggled with was my father had a strong personality. He was dynamic, forceful. I would see other ministers that were loud and excite the audience. I thought, I don't have those strengths. I can't minister like my father. When we compare, think we have to be like someone else, we can feel shortchanged, like we're at a disadvantage. I'm not as talented as they are. Here's the key. God has given you what you need to fulfill your destiny. If you needed a different personality, He would have given you one. If you needed different gifts, different strengths, different looks, different parents, it would have happened. Quit comparing and run your race. I was tempted to feel inferior, not strong enough. I had to tune all that out and use what God had given me. I discovered my gifts fit me. My personality, my talent, my strengths, my temperament is right for my assignment. I didn't have to be loud, dynamic, forceful. That worked for my father. That's who he was. But God makes us individuals. You have to be comfortable in your own skin, comfortable in who God made you to be. Don't covet what someone else has. If you had their gifts, their personality, their looks, it wouldn't help you. It would hinder you. You are equipped for your race. You have the right personality, the right gifts, the right looks. You're the right height. You come from the right family. You weren't shortchanged. You're not at a disadvantage. You've been fearfully and wonderfully made. Walk in your anointing. Be confident with your gifts. Let your personality shine. It's not another person in this world like you. The enemy would love for you to go through life trying to be an imitation, copying someone else that you think is more attractive, more gifted, more successful. No, be you. Nobody can do you like you can do you. You're not anointed to be someone else. The anointing on your life, the favor, the blessing is to be you. You won't activate the favor. You won't see the abundance if you're trying to be something that you're not, feeling wrong on the inside because you're not like someone else. I stepped up to minister. I wasn't like my father. I'm more calm, more laid back. What I thought was a weakness was actually a strength. People started watching and attending in record numbers. Half the people watch, they say they've never been to church, never listened to a minister on television. I wonder if you're fighting what makes you unique. Are you frustrated over what you think is a weakness when in fact it's a strength? Quit wishing you were something different and step in to who God made you to be. He didn't accidentally give you the wrong personality, make you too quiet, too outgoing, the wrong gifts. He matched you with your world. You have exactly what you need to fulfill your destiny. I have a friend that has a very strong